Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to NABWIC Talks. We're super excited this morning. We have another very, very special guest on the line this morning. We want to welcome each and every one of you calling in from across the country to our amazing show. Ladies, this is NABWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we welcome you to the line this morning. This morning, we will have an exciting conversation with Ms. Marsha Jackman of the South Florida area. We're going to welcome her to the call. She has very, very imperative information that all of you will enjoy. So those of you that are listening from your browser, you're in a situation where you can take a few notes. This is that type of show. Ladies, if you know someone in the construction industry or in a related field, don't hesitate to forward out the text, make a quick call, and invite someone to the show. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. We also invite you to pass by our website. That's www.nabwic.org. There you'll have the opportunity to browse over and learn a little more about the organization. You'll have an opportunity to add yourself to the email list, perhaps get started and join the organization. NABWIC is a very exciting organization to be a part of, especially if you're a Black woman in construction in America or in the related field. So this morning we want to just get this show started. And go ahead. I want to introduce Ms. Marsha Jackman, president of the Valiant Group, to the call. Welcome, and good morning, Marsha. Welcome and good morning, Marsha.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of the show.
Awesome. Listen, we are so happy to have you on. Definitely know that you have valuable, valuable information for the ladies that are listening in this morning. And Marsha, I want you to know that towards the end of the call, we will open up the line and allow ladies to jump in and ask a few questions. But let's get started with learning more about you and what you do. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, thank you. Again, I'm Marsha Jackman, president of the Valiant Group, a corporation that I started back in 2007. And really, the passion for what I do probably started, well, some 15 years ago, as I was still an active county director within Miami-Dade County, heading up the business development department. And there we were able to allow small businesses in construction, having related companies in commodities and services, as well as architects and engineers, allowing them the opportunity within Dade County on county government contracts to participate. So this company has started from having that passion, walking away after 30 years of retirement, but more importantly, not walking away from the small firms and understanding that large developers coming into our town still needed and wanted to be a part of our fabric. But in order to do that, it was important that they understood that small and medium-sized businesses wanted to be a part of.
Wow, so you're saying that your experience came from your 30 years with the county. What was your job there?
My job there, well, I grew up in county government after I left college. So I had several jobs, but the one that relates to this was my last 15 to 16 years in county government, where I served as the director of business development. And there, at that time, the affirmative action programs, as we knew it, were being sued around the country. And, of course, we were ones that were sued as well, and we lost. But the leadership there didn't want to stop, and we worked together and started a small business program in all of the related areas so that our small businesses would be able and our black firms would be able to participate in county government contracting.
Awesome. So what you guys do over at the Valiant Group, help me to pronounce that properly.
Valiant
Group. Okay. Thank you for that. What you do over at the Valiant Group is you basically connect large firms with smaller, maybe even disenfranchised firms?
Absolutely. Like I said, for so many years, and I know this is things that happen around the country, large developers will come into your town and, put up large buildings and walk away. And what have we gained? And a lot of times they're using either your tax dollars, getting TIF credits, or what have you, and not being inclusionary. So what we try to do is come in when allowed, when offered, and allow the partnerships to begin. I have found that sometimes they just don't even know where to go. It's not that they don't want to. They're willing to reach out, but they don't know how to navigate your areas. So this is an opportunity, especially here in Miami-Dade County, where there are agencies, there are companies that want to help, want to develop those partnerships and make it something that's positive than something that's frowned upon with all of the community residents.
Awesome. Well, Marcia, as I look over your information, I'm totally blown away by some of the things that you've been involved in and some of the things that you've assisted in helping come about. Can you take a moment and talk about your involvement with helping the county government understand the importance of diverse programs?
Absolutely. Like I said, when I started with the Department of Business Development, we were actually sued, and we lost. And it, while many people would have just been dumbfounded and saying not knowing what to do, our leadership guided us through something that I thought was amazing. The companies that sued us, the organizations that sued us, along with all of the organizations that was being impacted by this, were actually asked into a room, and for about 6 to 8 weeks, without any government interference, they put us out, and they said, let us work through our differences first. Once we do that, we will invite you back in so that together we will build a program that will be worthwhile of this community. And it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of hurt feelings. But together we built the program that we have today. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it allowed small businesses to continue to have a viable place in this community.
Awesome. Marcia, I'm sure so many of the small and disenfranchised businesses across the county and even across the state so appreciate the work you did in helping update those laws so that small businesses would have that opportunity to participate. And the women of NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, definitely could use help in that area. There are several small businesses trying to learn how to connect and how to get hired by or do partnerships with larger firms. So talk a little bit about how a small business that wants to connect and get in and to position themselves so that they can partner with larger firms. What are a couple of things that they need to do?
The first thing I would say, and I think this comes without saying when we talk about women, and it's that inner drive and willingness and readiness to want to do. And once we get past that and get past our own fears and decide that, yes, we can do this, especially in a field that has been always so male-oriented and male-dominated, we can make that stand. if you are in a community where there are either MWBE programs or there are small business programs, the very first thing you want to do is to make sure that you become registered or certified in that particular area in your field of interest. Make sure that you are managing your company in a way in which it will stand out and it leaves you in a readiness format. And from a futuristic standpoint, you're beginning to build your company. You also want to begin to make relationships. Make relationships within your county government, within the areas. Don't be afraid to reach out and do letters of introduction, knock on doors, so that people will get to know you. If you're in this area, you want to make sure that you know the Valen Group. Most of the certified companies over the years, I knew, got to know them personally. Like I said, I was very passionate about it. And if they wouldn't knock down the doors, I assisted them in doing it because it's all, at the end of the day, it's all about, number one, relationships. Number two, when you get that opportunity, give it your best. Make sure that your work stands out so that when you walk away and you have your exit interview, they will always say, I want you to come back. I want you to go to the next project with me. And that's what it's all about.
Wow, great advice, Marcia. You know, I know that you've been able to participate and assist so many small firms, maybe even keeping some of them alive by connecting them with larger firms where they were able to show what they could do and also able to generate some income for their firm, especially in this economy. Tell us about a few of the projects that you were able to work on that you are most proud of, where you know you really made a difference for that small firm.
Sure. It's interesting that you would ask that because, like I said, I think it's my passion that has driven me to this. But more importantly, it was so many small firms saying to me, well, Marcia, while you may leave the county, please don't leave us. And then there were large firms that came over and called me and said, please, as you exit out of county life, understand that we want you to continue to stay in this to help us help small firms. So having done that, I was first tapped by some of the more medium-sized companies, but not really being able to get an impact there. But the University of Miami contacted me and asked me, they were building something that was going to be new to Dade County, which was a life science and technology park. And here there was an opportunity where the developer said, we want to. We don't have any goals that are being placed. We don't have anyone that's forcing us to do this, but we want to place goals on ourselves, and we want to reach out to your community. We want to embrace it. We want to bring on small firms, and we want you to get involved with helping us with the local workforce. So with that, I was able to reach out to all of the certified firms that we have here in Miami-Dade County, work with specifically the Miami-Dade Chamber, work with people like Ann McNeil, so that we could not only bring about small firms, but more importantly, bring about black firms and help them. And this was an opportunity where, like I said, it wasn't any government interference, but we were allowed to reach out, and we put 15 to 20% goals on just local businesses. But of those, we made sure that 50 to 60% were black firms, were women firms. And starting out the bat, I could see where doing that kind of stuff and having your hands at the beat and being able to say to the developer, this is what you want to do, help me get your contractor to understand, and we could move forward. And it became such a partnership, almost a marriage, where the developer would not move without first asking us, how can we make this happen? And so with that, we were able to utilize 20% of the business workforce. And like I said, almost 60% with African-American firms and women. And that's something that I'm proud of. I'm on the tunnel project, the first tunnel to be built in Miami-Dade County, and again, doing that same kind of thing where the local workforce, African-American, and there we have women, single-parent women who are actually working on the project, and we have local businesses that are doing the same thing.
Wow. Marcia, you know, ladies, get ready. Go ahead and press 1 on your line if you'd like to become a part of the conversation. If you want to thank Marcia, mention anything about who you are, or ask a question, now is the perfect time to become a part of the conversation just by pressing 1. You know, I'm just so proud of Marcia and what she's doing, and this is what makes NABWIC such an amazing organization, giving us that opportunity to interact with other Black women in the field, in the industry that are doing amazing things. I'd just like to share that Marcia literally received the 2011 Legacy Award, which honored her as one of South Florida's 25 most influential and prominent Black women in business. She's definitely someone that we are super excited about having as a part of the organization. She's also served as the president of the local chapter of the National Forum of Black Public Administrators. And so having, and also a member of so many other associations and organizations. And so it's an excellent opportunity for us, those of us that are small businesses in the area and across the country, to be able to reach out to her and learn more about how to do business with larger firms, how to make that connection, and how to present yourself to a larger firm. Marcia, tell us, I know that you have maybe a network of small firms that you keep on file so that when larger firms contact you and they want to do business, they're looking for these smaller firms that are dependable, that they can connect with. How does a person become a part of your referral, your base, so that they could be referred? What are the things that they need to do, and how do they need to reach out to you so that you will refer them to one of the larger firms?
Absolutely. One of the first things that, like I said, I want them to do, because it's not so much about me, it's more about them. And I want them to be registered with every facet of the community, because I'm touching upon each one of them. I'm staying in contact with the Dade County Small Business Office. So I'm looking at their directory. So I want them to be certified, because, I'm just maybe 2 or 3 projects away from success. There are so many projects that are out there that I want them to access. So if they are registered, then I'm automatically in touch and in tune with what they're doing. So I want them to be registered within their local entities, and I want them, like I said, to then be able to contact me and have that kind of conversation. They could either email me, and if you email me, you will do it at Bailon@BailSouth.net. That's Bailon, spelling it Bailon@BailSouth.net. Or they can call my office at area code 305-253-4573. And we can have an introduction. I'm willing to come out to your company, visit it, because if I'm going to refer you, I want you to be a viable firm. If there's something that I can help you with, I want to be able to do that as well. Nothing is sacred that you don't want to share, to make sure that we know what your obstacles are, and if we can help you, we'll do that. If we need help in the certification component, we'll do that. We want to make sure that, as the old saying always goes, that you're ready, willing, and able to do it. And if you can do it and do it well, then Marcia Jackman wants to know you, because she's going to refer you, and she's going to work hard enough to make sure that you don't just meet her, you're going to meet people within that company, so that you're going to meet that vice president, or you're going to meet that president, so that they will know who you are in order to get you in a position to be able to bid on a project.
Wow. You know, that type of guidance is so important for small firms or new firms, someone just entering the industry, trying to connect. And that's one of the reasons NABLIC is so important, to get that leadership advice and guidance from people that have experience, not only with the construction industry and having their own business, but people that truly understand the interworkings of the government, of the county, what really needs to be done. You know, Marcia, I want to ask you next about your involvement with NABLIC and how you came to connect with NABLIC. But just before I do that, I want you, we're beginning to get a little feedback from your line. If you could check and see if you're on speakerphone or anything that can help to make this a clear show, because we definitely will have so many people that are going to send this show out for people to listen to on archives. And so on archives, so while you take care of that, I want to remind everyone that you want to visit NABLIC.org. Pass by the website. NABLIC is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and connecting with other women in the industry is absolutely valuable. So pass by, read more about the organization, add yourself to the email list, consider becoming a part of the organization, and consider being one of our future guests. We'd love to hear about you and what you do, how we can help you grow your business, expand, and become more visible, and also how you can help connect with other women in the industry and help them. So, Marcia, do us that huge honor of letting us know, how did you come to be a part of NABLIC and what your involvement is with the organization?
Sure. Again, as serving in the position of business development director, it behooved me to make sure that I made contact with every organization that was in a related industry that wanted to be a part of Miami-Dade County and wanted to do business with Miami-Dade County. So therefore, NABLIC was just an automatic. When Black women decide that they're going to do something, and that, like I said, and they're going to do it very well, then I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of making sure that they are situated in such a way where not only can they make a difference, but they can get the jobs. They would be able to break down those doors, break through the glass ceilings, and be able to be a part of. And I think it was important for me to be able to reach out to them, or them being able to reach out to me. So together we've made a partnership, and anytime they ask me to do anything, you know, my answer is always going to be yes, because at the end of the day, I'm so passionate about what I do and my compassion for it, that I want to make sure that I'm there for them. And so every time they've asked me, I try to be there and make sure that I'm making a difference for the women in construction that want to.
Awesome. You know, you keep speaking about your passion, and that's one of the things that can help any firm or any business be successful. When someone really enjoys what they do, they're very passionate about it. They want to do something that matters. They care about the results. They take pride in the area or field that they're focusing in, you know, what it means. And so I can see that one of the things that's very important to you is helping with the inclusion efforts, making sure that diversity is considered, and helping people understand the importance of that, helping the larger firms understand, and helping the smaller firms understand how they can position themselves to be included. I want you to take a moment and just talk about what you would like to see in the industry in the next 5 to 10 years as it relates to these issues that you're very passionate about.
Sure. If I could kind of veer for a moment and then come back to that.
Okay.
It's interesting that you say it the way in which you did, because I can remember as I was growing in the county, and thinking in terms of, even before starting with the county, thinking in terms of
of what I wanted to do. And if I could kind of make you laugh for a moment, my life's dream was always to be what you're doing. I majored in communications broadcast journalism, and I'm going to date myself by saying this, but growing up, when Ralph Renick was on the air, I could just every night imagine myself saying, and let the good news be yours. So I always thought that I would be on the end that would be telling the good news and not necessarily making the good news. And so when I talk about passion, and I say this to the women that are listening today, you know, when you go to bed at night and you think about something that you want to do and you wake up the next morning and you're still thinking about it, and you go to bed the next night and you're still thinking about it, and day after day, then that becomes your passion. And that's when you want to say you want to be good at what you do. And so therefore, as you talk about that word passion, if you really want to be good at what you do, then you will do everything it takes to make sure that you're not just okay, that mediocrity is acceptable, but that you are qualified and you are the best in what you do.
So true, so true. And helping each other learn what to do to improve and being around, you know, one of the things that Ann always teaches and that so many of us have heard so many places before is that iron sharpens iron. And so to be able to surround yourself with people that are doing well, that have accomplished things, that are exhibiting excellence, to be an example of how you can groom yourself up to present yourself and your firm even more impressively in the industry is one of the things that makes being a part of the organization so important. I've met some of the sharpest women that I've ever met inside of the organization, and it's something that's just that gives me such pride, because before I came across NABWIC, I didn't even know that there were so many successful Black women in construction. And so that's definitely an inspiration to young women also that are looking at the industry. So what could, back to the question, which I'm so glad you added that, because I really received that, and I'm sure that so many people that are listening in to the show really, really received that. And so I'm really glad that you added that. Tell us about how things could look in 5 to 10 years, and even what are some of the things that we could do to help create the type of environment that would be an improvement.
You know, when it comes to us, when it comes to, first of all, African Americans, when it comes to Black women, we have to do what we have done for so many years, and that's take an active role. We can't stop. We have to build our businesses one project at a time. We have to make sure that even as we're doing that, that we stay actively involved, that we stay actively connected, that together we begin to tear down the barriers, because from time to time, you know, I've been in the trenches. I've been on the side where the administrators were making the decisions, and it is very easy for them to look at us and then create artificial barriers. So as those barriers are being built, it's our responsibility to tear them down. How do we do that? We keep communicating. We keep talking to each other. We find out information. We have to be willing to share information. We have to be willing to partner. I am no better than my weakest link. So when I see whatever that weakest link is, then I reach out to them and I pull them up. Don't be embarrassed. Let's talk about it. Let's continue the conversation, because together we can build a world. Divided, we can tear it down. So it's left up to us what we want to do. 10 years from now, African-American women in construction should be the leaders and can be at the forefront. But it just takes one of us to build that village, and that village can build a world.
Wow. Marcia, so inspired by what you're saying, and I'm sure that the women on the line agree. What I want to do is just make sure that everyone knows how to connect with you, how to contact you, how to use your services, what to do. Can you take a moment and just give us contact information. And and those of you that are listening in that are not in a situation where you can jot this down, I will add it to the show, to Marsha's bio. So if you refer back to the show Wednesday morning, January 11th, her Marsha's contact information will be there. But Marsha, please share how to connect with you, and then I'll just ask you to go ahead and give us those closing comments so that women can go out and start their day in the industry. So how do we find you, Marsha?
You can find me by emailing me at Vailon, spelling it V-A-I-L-O-N, at bellsouth.net, or you can contact me at area code 305-253-4573. In closing, I'd just like to say to all of you listening, the opportunities abound you. Take every chance, like I said, to be the best. Let's start the discussion. Let's continue to tear down the barriers. They're artificial. We could make things happen. We always have, and we always will.
Well, thanks so much, Marsha. We definitely hope that you pass back by the show again, be a guest, especially as we grow. We definitely want so many more people to hear about you and hear about what you do, because it is so, so, so important, and it's making a difference for those small firms that are looking to grow. Listeners, you heard it this morning from Ms. Marsha E. Jackman, president of the Vailon Group, and it has been such a blessing to have her on the line. Ladies, you're listening to NABWIC Talks. NABWIC, we are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. We invite you to listen to some of our archived shows. Go back and listen to some of the other women that we've interviewed and take the value from those shows. Also, we invite you to follow NABWIC on Twitter, like our page on Facebook, get involved and connect with other Black women in construction and also in the related fields. Pass by our website, www.nabwic.org, where you can learn more about the organization. You can add yourself to the list. You can think about becoming a part of the organization and even becoming one of our future guests. So, ladies, go out. Great, prosperous, productive day. Peace and blessings. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Marsha, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.